Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Debbins On Demand. My name is Debbins. This is where you can get my radio show on NetEUPXY, just on demand, whenever it works for you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you like history, you might appreciate this. A guy in Geneva bought an old building from the 1800s. And then in the attic, he was poking around, found a bunch of old framed photographs and photograph negatives. One included Susan B. Anthony. It was a photo of Susan B. Anthony taken in 1905. How cool is that? Makes me think, like, after I die, what kind of stuff people are going to find in my attic? You ever think about that? Like, if you died today and no one cleaned out your attic, they just sold it as is, like, what kind of garbage? For me, probably just lots of boxes from appliances that I don't even have anymore. I honestly don't know why I keep all these boxes. There's so many boxes up there. I don't own these appliances. What am I doing? Some people think this is cool, but others think it's actually kind of a nightmare come to life, and I'm more on that side, although people do disagree. Where do you stand? Robot dogs now being created by a company called Boston Dynamics. Here's the thing. They're not just, when you hear robot dog, my first thought is, it's just, it looks just like a normal alive dog, but, it's made of metal, No, these have like kind of a velociraptor vibe. They can open doors. They can pick up laundry off your floor, turn valves, and do a number of other household tasks for you. Rich people are already buying them since they're only, I say only in quotes, 75 grand, which is like nothing for some people. Over 400 of them have been shipped to people already. So these robot dogs are out there. I think people need to watch more science fiction movies because this kind of stuff never ends well. If the dog opens doors, then they can, theoretically, what's the limit? They can murder you in your sleep. I'm just going to come on and say it. They can murder you in your sleep. Call me crazy. I'm just assuming these things are connected to the internet in some way, right? And that means that hackers can get into them. And now you've basically got a robot burglar right in your house. I don't know. I think it's dangerous. You know how people do No Shave November and like Sober October and stuff like that? In an effort to stress less, I'm trying Free Spirit February. Literally came up with this morning. I'm just trying to worry less this month in general. And I encourage other people to try it too. Why not? Do it with me. You might say, why just February? Why not just worry less in general? And that's definitely the long-term hope. But I think from a psychological standpoint, at least for me, committing to worrying less or doing anything for just a month seems doable. Seems like a bite that I can chew. And is that it? That's not a phrase, is it? It seems doable, chewable. And we'll take it from there and see if I can keep it going for like 2 months or 3 months or forever. And who knows, maybe by summer I'll be one of those people who never wears shoes and owns a lot of tie-dye. That's my image of someone who's very relaxed, who knows how to relax. They have a lot of plants around. They take good care of themselves. This whole time you thought they were in their 20s, but then you find out one day they're like 79 just because they're that stressless. It's my goal. If you deal with a lot of creeps on Instagram, first of all, I'm sorry. That happens to way too many people, but apparently blocking a few select emojis can help you drastically cut down on the creepy comments you might receive. The eggplant emoji is, that seems obvious actually. The eggplant emoji, the peach, the drooling smiley face, and all of the emojis pretty much with the tongue hanging out. if you block those, people say that your messages, the creepy ones, will go down drastically. I mean, it'd be nice if we lived in a world where it wasn't necessary to do that. But I guess with great emojis like the eggplant comes great responsibility, and some people just can't handle that. It's actually quite sad. A survey found that chicken wings are the most popular Super Bowl food in every single state except for one. Which one? The answer is Maine, where the most popular Super Bowl food is lobster. I know lobster is much cheaper in Maine, but doesn't it sound like the fanciest Super Bowl food of all time? It's different there, I'm sure. But if you went to a Super Bowl party this year and someone was like, oh, didn't get chicken wings, got lobster, you'd be like, wow, you came into some money. A lot of people avoided Super Bowl parties in general this year entirely, which I think is probably smart. And they're apparently planning to take advantage of being alone. According to a survey, 6% of people said they're planning to watch the game either in their underwear or completely naked. Naked. That doesn't sound fun to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like being naked just as much, if not more, than the next guy. But it's February and I get cold. I have no plans to do that. I'll be wearing the clothes that these other people don't wear. I'll be wearing twice as many layers. Always cold. If Valentine's Day coming up stresses you out because you know it's going to make you think about an ex that you hate, you can now book your ex a stay in an actual dumpster for Valentine's Day. It's something that Hotels.com is doing. It's free, and they send you a fake booking for your ex to stay in a dumpster because they're trash, which I think is actually hysterical. If you want to go even darker, you can. There's a number of zoos. They do this every year. There's a bunch of zoos that'll let you name a cockroach after your ex for $5. And I think there's one, the one in El Paso, if you want to do this, they not only can you name the cockroach after your ex, they then will feed the cockroach named after your ex to animals on a live stream that you can watch. It's a little dark, but if you really don't like your ex, that might help. Maybe that'll give you a little therapy. And a random fact for you today, elephants grow 6 different sets of teeth in their lives. Once the 6th one falls out, though, they die of starvation. Because apparently they can't chew or digest food. Can we get some dentures for elephants, please? Anyways, that's it. Hope you have an awesome night. Another Debbins on Demand for you tomorrow afternoon. Or I'm on the air 3 to 8 on 98PXY. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.